First of all, I want to begin by reminding you this week is Thanksgiving week. We're getting ready to spend some time with family and friends and show our thankfulness to one another. And most importantly, express our thankfulness to God for the blessings that we have had over the past year. Many things I have to be thankful for. I am very thankful for the opportunity to come and work with such a congregation as this one here in Waverly, Tennessee. I'm thankful for Brother Ray Walker and his attempt to teach me song leading. In that, he has taught me to get my head out of the song book and look up. And thankfully, I did this evening. He was nodding at Jeff to come, and Jeff was not coming. And thankfully, I saw it. Because I am learning. I am getting better. Am I not, Brother Ray Walker? Yes, I'm not. And that's exactly where I stand. I am confused as all get out. Things I do get, I don't understand why I get them. And the things I don't get, I understand why I don't get them. But I can't get them. So it's confused chaos. I'm thankful for our young people. Our young people. It's already been 5 months that we have been here. Count it. We came here in June. July, August, September, October, November. 5 months. And these young people have impressed me each and every day on it. This evening, as you may already see on the screens, if it's not there, it will be in just a second or two. We're going to attempt to put the thanks back in Thanksgiving. I think sometimes we think about the worldly things which we have, the worldly possessions, the worldly blessings that we have in this life, and we're thankful for them at Thanksgiving, but for whatever reason, we leave off the thankfulness that we have for the spiritual blessings. We want to put the thanks back in Thanksgiving this evening as we consider the thought that the inspired writers have in various ways, consistently pointed us in the direction of expressing thankfulness. Paul reveals the extent to which we are to be thankful, and it goes beyond the good times. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 18, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. For us as Christians, it is God's will that our being in Christ, we be thankful in everything. So this evening, there is so much for which we should be thankful. And I want to suggest some things which we ought to be thankful for from a spiritual standpoint. We ought to be thankful for truth. John chapter 8 verse 32, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. We ought to be thankful that we can know truth. Knowledge and the proper use of that truth will make us free. And therefore we should be thankful for truth. John 17 verse 17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. We're thankful to God for His giving us the written Word so that we may have His Word and have the truth. It is by the written Word which we can be sanctified and made holy when we understand it and come into compliance with it. This month, many have been celebrating November, a month of Thanksgiving, on Facebook. And many have mentioned being thankful for God and being thankful for spiritual things. Have we been thankful for truth? Have we been thankful for the freedom that we have because of God's truth? We ought to be thankful for heaven. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. Sometimes we read through things or we quote them and we go so fast that we miss the intent of them and the depth that is involved. So listen closely to John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Really brings into perspective our first point of being thankful for truth. We can be thankful for heaven because we know that the words of John 14:1-4 are true, for they are truth, and we are thankful for them. Just the thought of heaven can calm the troubled Christian's heart at times. We know about heaven because of what God has revealed to us in His truth. He has also revealed to us how we are to get there. Are we thankful for heaven? Are we thankful for the truth that tells us how to get there? We ought to be thankful for abundance. Many are going to be thankful for the abundant nature in which they have been blessed over the last year this week. Are we thankful for abundance? Jesus Christ said in John 10:10, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. He came that I might have life and to have it more abundantly. Christ not only wants me to have life, He wants me to have a life that is free from sin. But much more than a life free from sin, He wants me to have a life that is free from temptation and free from all kinds of evil. Christ wants all of us to live eternally, then have the abundant life that He has in store for us when we make it home to heaven. Are we thankful for the newness of life? It's a great blessing to be able to start afresh, start anew with a new job, a new career, new opportunities, a new season, a new year. A fresh start on so many occasions puts us in the position where we can put the past behind us, look forward to the future with a new outlook. And so it is in Romans chapter 6, in verse number 4, that we are shown that we have that newness of life. Romans 6 and verse 4, therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Christ gave us the occasion to have newness of life. Are we thankful for it? Are we thankful for the newness of life? To have a clean slate and start again. Are we thankful, as we ought to be, for the kingdom of God? Matthew chapter 16, verse number 18, I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Are we thankful for the kingdom of God? Are we thankful for the church and the glorious future of it in heaven? Are we longing for that day when all of God's singers get home? Are we thankful for the kingdom of God? Are we thankful for salvation? Salvation is something for which we ought to be thankful. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 9 reveals that Christ is, and our own obedience to Him leads to salvation. And having been perfected, He became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey Him. Are we thankful for the salvation that Christ accomplished and now offers to us? Are we thankful for the goodness of God? How could we fail to be thankful for the goodness of God? But somehow, from time to time, we fail to at least show our thankfulness to Him. Romans chapter 2 and verse number 4. Do you despise the riches of His goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Are we thankful for the goodness of God? It is because of His goodness that we have all of those things which we have already mentioned this month, and that we will mention this week, and that we will mention on Thursday, that we are thankful for. Are we thankful for His goodness? Are we thankful for identification? Are we thankful for the identification that God supplied us with? 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Change the second person plural pronoun to the normative singular pronoun of I. Consider again 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. I am a part of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I am a special person to Him, so I can proclaim the praises of Him who called me out of darkness and into His marvelous light. That is who I am, because God has supplied me with that identity by my obedience to Him. Am I thankful for the identity that God has supplied for me? Am I thankful for victory over death? It is God's promise that we will all be a part of the final victory, the victory over death, if we are found in Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 54. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. What a promise. What a victory that has been promised to us, that we will be victorious over death. Are we, as we ought to be, thankful for victory over death? Are we thankful for the inheritance? Along with Christ, we are heirs of God. Romans 8 and verse 17. If children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. The thing I always want to know when discussing an inheritance is, what is there to inherit? In this case, it is our Father, and He owns it all. And if He is our Father, and He owns it all, and we are heirs with Christ of all that He possesses, what an inheritance that will be. Question for you and I to consider, are we ready to receive the inheritance from God? The One who owns it all. And are we thankful for no condemnation? No condemnation. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Being in Christ means that sins are forgiven. Sins are forgiven, we are thus free from sin. And there is no condemnation, because condemnation only comes by way of sin's presence. As a Christian, faithful to Christ, are we thankful for no condemnation? Are we thankful for the gift of the Son? Sometimes, as I mentioned earlier, we read through passages so quickly that we don't pick up on the powerfulness of the reading. To show our thankfulness for the gift of the Son, we look at John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So many things here that we ought to be thankful for. For God, His love, His gift, His Son, everlasting life, the opportunity to avoid perishing, the opportunity to believe, the opportunity to live. All of this is summed up in the gift of the Son. Are we thankful for the gift of the Son? Thanksgiving is not only a time in which we are to be thankful, but it is a special time and requires our special consideration of the things for which we are thankful. These things which we have discussed this evening are just a good starting place of the many things for which we ought to be thankful. We must be thankful and show our thankfulness and share our thankfulness with those around us. Psalm 100 and verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Are you blessing the name of the Father by entering into His courts with the thanksgiving and the thankfulness that we ought to have? There are so many things for which we are to be thankful for. And in Christ there is so much more that we ought to be thankful for. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. In order to be in Christ, one must hear the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. Believe the message of God's love and Christ's sacrifice as it is revealed by the Holy Spirit on the pages of the Bible. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6. One must repent of sin, a transformation of all that we say and all that we do, that it's based upon a change of heart and a change of mind. Luke 13 and verse 3. One must then confess his or her belief in Jesus Christ as being the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. Then one is a proper candidate for baptism. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. Following baptism, one is to remain faithful to God's will, to Christ's example, and to the commitment made to obey His will. Revelation 2 and verse 10. Are you in Christ? Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. For those of you who have not put on Christ in baptism, will this evening be the day? Will this evening be the time in which you make that commitment to Christ, to do His will, to follow after Him every day that you live from here on out? For those of you who are Christians, will you seek forgiveness for sin that may be in your life? Will you express your thankfulness to God? Express your thankfulness to Christ for all that they have done and all that they have accomplished for you. So that on this Thursday, as you gather around the feast that is prepared, you can truly say, it is a day of thanksgiving, for I know that I am a child of God, and God has given me so much to be thankful for. This evening, will you be the one who responds? Responds to the Lord's invitation, by which all who are present here this evening will be thankful to witness a humble spirit coming to seek forgiveness in their life. If it's time for you, then the time is now as we stand and as we sing.